Welcome to Low Standards and Pours. It is Sunday, March 28th, about 15 minutes to 7. Broadcasting just outside of Detroit City, and we should have a great show for you tonight. We're just waiting for our host to get on board here. I think he's trying to figure out his phone, his dial-up. I can see him just sitting there listening like a duck hunter.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Dude,
I'm here. I don't know what happened. It wasn't automatically throwing me in, but, you know, apparently it doesn't help me anymore, so whatever.
Does the invite help you out at all?
I believe it does. It's, sure. Just, yes.
No? I could stop doing that if it's too easy.
No.
If you want me to make it more difficult.
Lord knows life is difficult enough as it is.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Girl, if you want to, I just had... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we could go all night.
Yeah.
Because that's 6 and the 7s in the background.
Yes, it is.
We could go all night.
The Power Group. I'm sure you guys have
rock
heard
of Detroit band.
Exactly.
So, did you already give the standard 6 and the... who are we in? Low Standards and Pours introduction?
I certainly did.
Detroit.
Rock
something
City.
Doing. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so I was going to add to that.
All right, fade out. Go ahead.
Oh, that was beautiful fade out.
Thank you.
You're amazing at this.
Thank you. It's all the new technology we bought that we invested in.
Right, it's amazing and awesome. We just want to make sure that our listeners can... what we're really trying to do is we want to help you find the music that takes you places. The songs that make you feel again, make your mind open to creative thoughts. The things that make life worth living. Listen, enjoy, find something that touches you, move forward, buy some music, make some music, be part of the fun. Join us on a venture into the magical musical tour. So tonight we're going to talk about a couple of different
things. That was nice.
Yeah, I like that. I was thinking about it because I thought, you know, of the 78,000 shows we've done already,
we've
never really started.
And the 14 downloads that we had.
Right. 6 people have listened to us, and it's awesome.
We're kidding. We've got thousands of downloads.
There's actually
the money is rolling in.
Okay.
We're wiping our fannies with dollar bills. Yeah, I'm lying too.
Stop
Go
calling
on.
Me Shirley. But no, it's just one of those things where we haven't started off the show to say, you know, really what we're doing. And it usually takes about, you know, 10 minutes of us babbling back and forth and catching up and doing the stuff that, you know, friends do when we're shooting the poop. But what we really should do is at the very beginning, explain to people why you want to listen past the stupid shit we're going to talk about for the next 4.5 minutes.
Right.
Because the music is the most important thing. You know, I have kids who are musically talented. I have family that's musically talented. I have friends that are musically talented, but I also just love music. And I know, Eric, you do too. And
yes.
So we just want to make sure that we get as many people listening to as much good creative stuff and get your brains thinking. You know, we've been sitting on our asses for 375 days, you know, hiding away in our little homes because of COVID and stupid things and what have you. We got to get out there and get our brains working again. Right?
I agree 100%.
So, you know, that's what's been stuck in my craw for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went out and my mom and I took my mom out to my cousins out in Linden, and my cousin's wife is a here we go again. Physician assistant. So she's in the front lines all the time, so
I asked her what actually happens.
Yeah, and I told her what was going on with me, and she says, well, if you've tested 3 times, there's a good chance you didn't have it. But she goes, did you get the flu shot? And I'm kind of obsessed with this. I don't really care if I had it or not, but I was asking her basically, you know, what do I do about this pneumonia, how to get over it?
Right.
And she basically said, I gotta start power walking, get those lungs pumping in and out, you know?
Yeah, you really do. So, you know,
yeah.
one of the things, one of my oldest friends in the world, actually, that I've known since we were 4 years old, our parents were friends. He's actually fixing up my bicycle.
Yeah.
That he and I used to ride around together in high school and even before high school. And we used to do marathons and stuff together.
Well, yeah.
He's still into it. And he's the guy who, you know, designed a number of very special cars for very large car companies. And he's just very talented in that sense.
Yeah.
But on the side note is he also loves cycling, and he's been, you know, he basically put together his cycle that he has now.
Yeah.
It was one of those racing kind of super cycle things.
Yeah.
And this is pedal bike. This is not motorcycle
sure.
or nothing.
Not a motorcycle.
Bike. Right. And so I gave him my, you know, 30-year-old cycle.
Yeah.
And he's fixing it up. And I told him, I says, look, as soon as you get it done, first thing we're doing is you and I are going for a ride together.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself.
Back to Belle Isle?
Well, I don't know, but that would be nice.
Yeah.
But my thought is, oh my God, I'm going to have to like start getting ready for this because I am so out of shape. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not out of shape. I am a shape.
And you are a shape.
That shape includes a bulge in the midriff area.
Right. I don't know if you'd be a good candidate for a halter top. And I'm not saying I would either. You know that.
No. I'm well aware of that. But halter is in halt.
You might want to halt. Halter top. Yeah,
halt.
Yeah, halt.
Just put your hand further. Out, halt. Stop there. Oh, jeez, you're a total goofball. And
you know, there's one thing that so real quick, Bill and I didn't meet until in our mid-30s. Was it? Wait, how long ago? It was about 15
late
years
30s.
Ago? Late 30s. God, I can't believe it was. We were actually pretty young back
then.
It was
like 2005 or 6 or something.
Yeah. So, but Bill and I have a lot in common, and this is super short. I used to work for Schwinn back in the day. I used to build bikes.
Right.
And I love it. There's something therapeutic about riding a bike, and especially by yourself. Almost, I don't mind riding with somebody, but let's say if you're riding, say if you're doing that Belle Isle 100 mile. You know, fundraiser trip, whatever.
Yeah.
Just to ride, even if your buddy's 20 yards in front of you, just to ride it and listen to the bike hum, listen to that cassette in the back, kind of, you know, and ride and just think. And it's such a therapeutic thing to do. And I'm sure runners get the same thing. They get their runner's high and stuff. I find that biking is much probably safer for me when I get into shape. I don't think God built me as a runner, but I enjoyed it all my life, and I just went and bought a brand new bike. Well, you saw it last time you were probably over here, and it's collecting dust, and I got to get on it, you know.
Yeah,
start putting some miles on it, you know.
The thing about riding a bike is there's less impact on your spine and your feet and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but and then you can also do the, you know, pedal real hard and glide.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I love about mountain biking too.
Yeah, you work hard to get uphill.
You work hard up, get up a hill, and you can just kind of coast, catch your breath, and kind of get back going. But yeah,
but it does. It also it gets the heart moving and stuff. You know, it's like my stupid soccer.
Yeah.
You know. Damn COVID got in the way and can't play anymore. And now I feel fat and stupid and old. I really do want to play again. At least one or two more seasons. Yeah, I would love to play until I'm 60.
Sure, and you can.
I think that'd be a blast.
Well, shit, there's people that are in their 90s and 100s that run short marathons, you know? I think
they're insane, and that's all.
Yeah, I think people drop dead just because their bodies just aren't getting used. Mm-hmm. I really do. The mind's not getting used. The bodies aren't getting used. I think it just shuts down and goes away. You know, there's no reason why.
I was talking with my oldest yesterday. We were driving over to my brother's house to pick up a filing cabinet for her from Ma. And we were just talking. And it was one of those things where what were you just saying? It was like the greatest thing ever where – she was just like, I totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah, were we talking about?
Right. Oh, exactly.
Using your mind and exercise and work. And you know. Yeah.
It was something really. You know what? The bottom line is spend some time with your kids. Spend some time with your family. It doesn't matter. Just shoot the crap together and drive around, go somewhere and do something with the family. And I'm sure there was a great story behind it. Oh, it was about writing the book.
Oh, okay.
Because I woke up in the morning with just this programmed thing in my head that said, you got to get up and you got to start typing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to her about it, and I'm like, you know, there's a reason I haven't been working on the book is because I suddenly have to now confront all these different things that I've been, you know, looking at for the last 52 years of my... Well, since I was 9, so, you know, 48 years, give or take, 42 years or something like that, where now I have to confront all this stuff and go forward with it.
And
It's freaky. And, you know, then you think about it and you go, well, you know, you only live once.
Yeah.
And, you know, because you and I told you the story and we recorded it and I told her about that. And she's like, it's so good that you did that when you know, it was probably 5 months after it actually happened.
Right.
And she was like, you know, it's really good that you did that while it's still fresh in your head. And, you know, obviously the story changes over time, but, you know, it's good that you, but that's almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
You know, it's hard to believe. We lost a year because of the stupid COVID shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm seeing pictures of family and all this other stuff and people that I never knew that are related to me. And it's just,
right.
Like, just crazy. And I'm like, I got to figure out a way to put this book together. And actually tell the story the way I want to.
Right. I've got a friend that's somewhat of a writer, super smart. If you ever want to run something by her, give her a couple bucks and say, hey, can you read through this and give me a couple of pointers, let me know. I mean, I know you're an intelligent person, but if you're looking to get other opinions, let me know.
We'll end up doing that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But one of the things, you know, in talking with my kid, it was, you know, 40 minutes each way. Driving to and from my mom's house.
Yeah.
My kiddo was like, yeah, you know, Dad, you could do this, you could do that. And she had some really good ideas. And there was just a lot of, it was good to sit in the car and talk.
Right, right.
I mean, and this is my oldest, so, you know, she's a big kid and she's already all grown up and ready to move on to the rest of her life. But, you still think they're the little kiddo that you
grew up. No, I know. My mom still thinks I'm like 12. That's all right. Yeah,
because that's her job.
Right. Hey,
Blue just Saramente.
It's probably because I still act like I'm 12. Yeah, Saramente and Blue are here. What's up, guys? Joined us.
So, you know, about Blue's both of them, right?
A guy or a girl, but whatever. We'll just do the male.
Doesn't matter. Because, they're both great friends of the show. They both smell lovely. Both have great taste in restaurants. And both own a very expensive television.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You can't believe how inexpensive TVs are today.
I know. They're so...
They're like next to nothing. You can get like a 65 for like $800. It's nothing. Saramente. You know what? Good for you, because mine might be going out the window. I don't pay for cable, but I was getting a feed, you know, from WoW, just whatever comes through. Well, today, all of a sudden, my screen went black. They nixed like probably 10 good channels. Mm-hmm. So there's like nothing. There's some local stuff that comes through now, and that's about it. So I'm gonna
just tell them to shove it. You don't need TV anymore.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about maybe getting rid of mine too. Just stick in the closet. There's nothing really on it. And if
we've got music.
I have, I have Xfinity logins to my mom, so I can watch TV on my computer.
Yeah,
but
what do you need all that other stuff for? I was gonna go for the disclaimer.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's get that out of the way, and then we'll jump into our music review.
We wanted to talk about music in the first place, anyway, because again, we want to help you find music that takes you places. The songs that make you feel again, Make your mind open to creative thoughts, the things that make life worth living. Listen, enjoy, find something that touches you, and move forward. Buy some music, make some music, be part of the fun. Join us on this venture on the Magical Musical Tour. And we have to say that we're going to impart fair use on this show because we play clips and we comment on those clips of music that you can buy. And what we're trying to do is sell you on the idea of going out and buying some music, not from us, because we don't care. It doesn't mean anything to us. We just want people to enjoy music. Use your own dollars. Put those dollars into the artist's creative hands. Also, part of this disclaimer, please listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. These clowns are living the dream, inserting whiskey and stout beer in their face holes during the entire show. Don't you wish you were them? Because their voices are like nails on a chalkboard shouldn't keep you from enjoying the excellent music they are discussing. And they had no involvement in making that music, which explains why the music is good. Go buy some. Think about it. Enjoy some stuff. We're just here to have some fun and talk about the things that we love. That is the end of that. And that was presented by the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf.
Yeah, would you pay them too? Probably owe them some money.
I have sent them more money than you care to look at. And they also own like a number of my personal delicates.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I've got two. One completely way out there. Hardly have heard of them.
I love them.
I only know them from Spotify. Okay. Well, I'll talk about for a brief second. And I tried to kind of parlay that with somebody else. And I'll get into that when I get into that.
Wait, before you even start with your particular, I want to have this happen here.
We're running out of time.
Surely there must be something you can do.
I'm doing everything I can.
And don't call me Shirley.
Stop calling me Shirley.
That's funny.
So I had to share that with you.
Because yeah, you're going to have to get some...
the various things that you and I have been doing all week.
Right. You'll have to get some snippets of Monty Python, too.
Oh, I could do that any day.
The Killer Rabbit.
Except today, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah. What? Sure. Okay, anyway. So I'm going to jump on right now, and I don't think anybody's going to have an idea. This band's been around since 2007, Texas-based, Dallas, Texas.
Right.
It's been described, and again, I'm reading off Wikipedia, and I'm agreeing with Wikipedia, but... drop-tuned, slow, repetitive, heavy, dreamy, and undeniably ear-wormy.
Ear-wormy.
I don't know what ear-wormy means. Does that mean like it's moves ear-wormy. Around slow and kind of
No. Ear-wormy spins, is the thing that gets stuck in your head.
That's oh, yeah. Of course.
Head. That's the earworm.
Yeah, earworm. Yes. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. So this band is ear-wormy.
Ear-wormy.
Okay.
I think they have four albums out. None of them made the charts. I mean, there's no songs that made the charts. Came out in 2007. Pretty much unknown. I mean, they're not like obscure. I mean, obscure, but
the first album came out in 2007?
Yeah, self-titled. Came out in 2008, self-titled. And then the second one came out in 11, then 13, then 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I've got them.
You're going to make me think. Go on.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, you may know, but if I was a betting man, these guys are, they might be up and coming. They might just be a small band that might just kind of dissolve and float away. Who knows? I don't know. But I keep hearing them on Spotify.
Right.
And I love them. Let me play you.
Give me something. Because.
Let me play you a little clip.
Right.
And this is the first one I heard. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Turn it up a little.
Yeah,
Turn it up a little. I like it. She's got a voice.
Yeah.
I like her voice. Yeah.
It reminds me of War Paint.
A little bit, yeah. She's got a little bit of almost a Susie-esque, Susie and the Banshees feel to her.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit, just a little bit. Not a lot.
I like that kind of hard driving, kind of almost bluesy guitar in the back. And
yeah. What's some play some more. Give me some volume.
Okay.
I can't hear it for crap.
Oh, you can't hear it?
Barely. You got four albums out?
Yeah, so this is the next one. I've got two songs that I'll play. Play a few from here.
Keep that volume. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. What'd you do? You turned it down.
Turn it down?
No, you did turn it down. It, when you first started, it was awesome. Don't touch shit. It was awesome.
I won't touch shit.
Kind of digging it. This is, they remind me of somebody, and I can't.
Yeah, it's not over the top. It's not real complex.
Right.
There's just something like.
Are they telling a story, aren't they?
Yeah, so, and I'm going to ask you, I didn't look this, I'll tell you in a second.
All right. Run with it.
So you kind of get an idea of kind of how it sounds or how they sound. Can you hear me? Are you off this thing?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, there you are. Okay, I'll let you click over. So the last name of this song, or this the last song, the name is, and I think it's a religious reference, but T-H-E-U-R-G-I-S-T. T-H-E-U-R-G-I-S-T. Like Thurgist? Thurgist?
Oh, yeah. Thurgist. Yeah, sure.
I've never I don't know what it means. I have to look it up. I see it come out in my Spotify all the time. I've been meaning to look up the word. I'm assuming it's got some kind of religious meaning or something, maybe theological.
Reference. The band?
So the band is called True Widow.
Never heard of
them. No, neither have I. And I would never have known about them. And this is why we were talking that one day. And I'm like, you know.
And I know you
Bill, did sometimes,
run on the Spotify. And
yeah, that Spotify picks up these bands. And I'm like, man, this guy, these guys rock. It. Yeah, that's why I keep like, when I'm driving, I take a picture of my screen. I'm telling you, hey, listen
you
to
this. You sent me that one.
Yeah.
You sent me that one, and I listened to that, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a whole and again, I'm not a big fan of Spotify because I don't like paying for a service that plays me music that I can listen to on the radio.
Yeah.
But well, that's just me.
There's nothing on the radio anymore. There's well, you know Loverboy still getting played on the radio.
but
I do
you
know, love
there's all these different services that are trying to get money out of you to do whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're right. Once in a while, listening to the Spotify that throws some random stuff at you because you've listened to X amount of different things and it picks something that is new, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, but yeah.
Again, I'm also, you know, I've got hundreds of CDs and hundreds of albums in my basement.
Right.
I do run through on occasion.
Yeah.
And I don't need someone telling me what I want to hear.
Well,
but that's just me being an asshole. But again,
yeah,
you go ahead and listen to this thing and Spotify throws this band out to you and that sounds like really cool.
So I'm this is the way, I don't know. Yeah. I'm assuming you don't know that much about Spotify, but this is the cool thing about Spotify. Mm-hmm. Because like I could listen to Moby, I could listen to True Widow, mm-hmm. I could listen to The Cure, Replacements, Frank Sinatra, but the more you listen to it, it starts to compile similar bands. It picks up your habits and picks up what you're listening to, the common bands. Then it populates them. Yeah, it populates them into like groups. So like when you get in your car, there's group one through five. You can hit group one, and it might be all kind of hardcore stuff. You can hit group two, and it might be all kinds of stuff like Moby or whatever. Then they'll start mixing it. Then they'll do like a review of last year, like, hey, you listen to these songs. These are the songs you listened to the most last year. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that song. And it's a constant. What they do is they keep throwing in like obscure bands that you've never heard of. Some aren't that good. Some are like True Widow. It's like, damn, these guys are good.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm like, what I do?
That one down.
Because, yeah, I put them back on, you know, on like Ticketmaster and all that. In case they come to concert, because they might be like
St.
Andrews or something, or you know, and we'll go out and see them. That.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And we'll do a live show after, before, something like that, and we'll talk to people.
True Widows.
True Widows.
Get off my porch.
That was a good one.
Yeah. But, no, I thought you would like that.
That was stellar.
Yeah, it's got that like bluesy kind of driving guitar in the back, and it reminded me of War Paint a little bit, and so I could see them opening up for like, you know, I don't know, even like a group like the Pixies. There's one called Four Teeth, like 1, 2, 3, 4, Four Teeth.
Creeper, Flat Black.
Say what?
I don't know. I'm just reading. I just Googled them.
Oh,
there's a bunch of stuff showing up.
So they toured, I'm looking on YouTube here, they've toured as recently as 2016, which isn't that recent.
Not too
but
recent. Yeah, maybe they're working on a new album, and you know, COVID gets in the way.
Yeah, maybe they crapped out and broke up.
These guys got some sound to them.
Yeah.
This is Four Teeth, True Widow.
Yeah, this is the first one I've ever heard by them, and I was like, man.
This has got some guitar. This is telling something. I've only listened to 32 seconds of this, and I'm already digging it.
Yeah.
You can hear it in the background, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is just...
Doesn't it sound like War Paint?
Yeah, I mean, but it's also got a little bit of that early Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah.
To it. And a little bit of... there's somebody else I'm thinking of that they sound like.
She's got that voice that kind of covers.
Yeah, there's something haunting and delicious about it. It's just
This
is Four Teeth by True Widow, and this is, I'm digging it. I'm definitely.
Yeah, here's another one. True Widow, Four Teeth Live 2018. So I'll do some poking around and see if they're playing on.
Find them. I'm see so if they're playing on. I would go see these guys in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd even see if Sue would want to come see them.
Yeah.
That's my lovely wife, because she's the most amazing ever. And
she's borderline sainthood.
She's borderline sainthood because she's put up with me for 26 and a half plus years.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I'm going to, because of the way you went, I am going to go this way. I was going to do my other band first, but because of the way you went, I have to do this. And you're going to go, oh, well, duh. And this is a perfect match, actually. And this is why we get along so well together, because a lot of times our thought process flows together. But this should sound familiar to you. This is one of the early albums from 1980 that really, really changed the way I thought about music.
Right.
You know this band? You can hear them in the background?
I'm listening.
Does this sound anything familiar to you? This before they got really famous.
Oh, wait, I can hear your voice now. Hold on.
Yeah, you can hear her voice and you can go, oh, that's that's what's her name.
Yeah, I keep going back to like the Luft Balloons.
Feed that out.
Luft Balloons.
And no, it's.
Hold on.
This is from this album. Is called Hyena. Early 1980s, 80, 81.
Wait, I can hear her. Because her more recent stuff is more hard.
You'll get it.
Yeah, oh my God, I can hear it. Hold on. I'll give it a second.
You can hear it. You can taste it. You know what it is, but you can't.
That song is a lot closer to how I remember the most recent stuff.
This should give it away.
Oh, Dear Prudence.
It's a remake of a Beatles song.
Why am I drawing a blank?
You don't get it.
Oh, Susie and the Banshees.
Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah.
Susie and the Blue Cheese.
The Blue Cheesies.
Susie and the Banshees, by far, is one of my most favorite bands between The Cult and Joy Division, Bauhaus, and New Order.
Mm.
Even more than Da-Da. And I love Da-Da. You know I do.
Yeah.
But Susie and the Banshees has this... There's this dark yet positive feel about their music.
Right.
You know, and it's just... And again, I was reading some of the... the Wikipedia crap about them. Just to, you know, give a feel and what have you. And, you know, as much as Wikipedia is a pile of feces... It does kind of give you a little bit of nuts and bolts. It's just something to look at. And you can go and do actual real research and find out what you really want to
know. Right, right.
But it really leaned me in the direction of understanding that, you know, Susie and Steven, am I too loud? Oh, Susie and Steven, the first two members back in 1975, were big fans of rocks and music and Sex Pistols.
Yeah, yeah.
And their very first couple of gigs, the drummer from the Sex Pistols played for them.
Interesting.
But never materialized to anything, and blah, 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 blah. You know, 10 years later, they're freaking awesome and all over the radio.
Huh.
But...
Have you seen the Cult in concert? I'm assuming you have.
The Cult?
Yeah.
I think once.
I've seen them like four times, and the last time I went, my ears rang for like 2 days. I told myself I'm never going back. It rang and rang. Or I should say they rang and rang. Yeah, they were loud. You know what? I love the Cult. I grew up with the Cult. I grew up with the Cult probably from, you know, whatever, 84, 5 and on. You know, when Electric was out and Love and all that.
Right.
And they haven't gotten old for me. I still love listening to them. But for anybody that's listening, take a good listen to the Cult.
By the way.
The Dude
Sean.
So
you know about the Dude Sean?
No.
The Dude Sean's awesome, man. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He's a good friend of the show. Smells lovely. Not a fan of bad people. And his great taste in podcasts.
It looks good leather. Sean. Shoes.
He's with us. Exactly. Leather shoes, toast, and Buicks. All things that the Dude Sean is great at. Thanks for stopping by. So that was my band was Susie and the Blue Cheese.
Susie and the Blue Cheesies.
Banshees.
Yeah.
But again, that was from Hyena. And there were three songs there from Hyena, which is their early 1980-81 album. And I fell in love with them like in 82. Like somehow Dear Prudence came out on the radio somehow afterwards, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I love this version of it because I was a big Beatles fan beforehand as a kid.
Right.
Because the older fat brother.
Right.
And because of that, the big brother said, oh, yeah, well, you got to love the Beatles and you got to love the Stones and you got to love this rock and roll stuff. And then all of a sudden, this punk stuff came out. I'm like, screw you, I'm digging this.
Yeah, I don't know. I was working at a gas station up the street, and a guy that I worked with, I won't say his name, but
that guy. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he was like the just to kind of paint a picture. He was like the guy all the women liked, and he was like super cool and drove like the hot car, and it was a hot like cheap Mustang, you know, like not the really souped up. You know what I'm talking about? But anyways, he's like, I had just gotten a new truck, and I needed some speakers, and so we ended up going over to his house, and he had a brother, and he's like, man, you ever hear of these guys? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, this is like this, you know, this is when I kind of got into the Sex Pistols and all that kind of stuff. But I think like the Sex Pistols, like REM, Husker Du, it all kind of started to formulate for me like around like 85, 86 is when I kind of started getting into, I was big time into like rock. I mean, I was like Zeppelin and Rolling Stones and all those guys. But the thing was, is that that's all you heard though. Like you turn the radio on, that's all you heard. And there was something to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was something to be said about going to like Ann Arbor and going to all these like record stores, looking through all this music you've never heard of before and realizing like there's another whole world of music out here. And I was hooked.
The difference between you and I is you're an only child, where I had the older brother who's
4 years older than me.
And when 1979 Talking Heads and Pretenders came out, it was, this is the direction music is going to go.
Yeah.
And he followed the Heads and the Pretenders and all these different other, you know, top 40-ish punky, crazy, weird bands, Blondie, blah, 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 blah. And I went off to Sex Pistols and the Cramps. And you know, I found these just off-the-wall crazy shit.
Right.
But somewhere in the middle between my brother's music and my music is this great, if you can get your brain around either side of it, you can understand any of it. And when your brain does, you just go, oh, this is just cool shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you pull out stuff like this, and you're going to go, oh, dude, I know who this band is.
Sarmenti, now I feel very young. Yeah, we're old. We're old.
Yeah.
We have no regrets. No regrets.
Yeah, we are old. Is that Sarmenti telling us we're old?
Yeah. Well, he says he's feeling young. I think that was a nice way of saying that we're old.
You remember this? You remember this band? You remember this
song? Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about here?
Yeah. You just gotta give me a second. My brain's gotta like I don't know why.
Refresh.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Here's your reframe. This should be the part where you can figure it out. If you can't,
I've probably heard this song a thousand times.
I just fade that out. So that was the popular one. That was the popular song by these guys. And their first album, which is the one that I bought. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. 11th grade English. Oh, okay. Yeah, Sarmenti, you're considerably younger than the rest of us. But that's all right. We don't hold it against you. We dig it. Thanks for stopping by. Oh, wait, by the way, Eric.
Oh, he was in 9/11 for 11th grade.
Yeah.
Ask him, well, the Challenger, I was in 11th grade when I was a sophomore. Might have been a sophomore in high school when the Challenger blew up.
I was probably just graduating, probably freshman. Senior.
Senior.
I was a senior when 1986 when it blew up.
Yeah.
But, dude, you know about Sarmenti, right? Good friend of the show, smells lovely, has correct amount of teeth in this skull. Big fan of fun things. That's our Sarmenti. We love ourselves some Sarmenti. Thanks for stopping by.
He is loyal. Oh, he was two. Oh my God. I was 16.
Yeah. So this is the band that I really like. This is something that's been stuck in my craw for a long time.
Yeah.
Nice. This album is called Pale. And the band is Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Oh, Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Exactly.
I've seen him in concert too.
You'd go, oh yeah.
I saw him. They came for, remember the 89X concert tours over at like the Palace. They'd have like six or eight bands on it on there. They came. I saw The Cure and Toad the Red Sprocket and
Toad the Red Sprocket, bunch of people. Always been this, you know. I've got the female vocalists playlist, and I've got the relaxing dudes playlist. Toad the Wet Sprocket was always on my relaxing dudes playlist because this album was. I own this album, and I actually listened to it this afternoon.
Yeah.
While I was cooking dinner and stuff, but it's just like this is another drop and play. There
right,
is,
right.
I think 11 songs on the album. Let me look at it here. 9, 10, 11 songs on the album. And the album's Pale by Toad the Wet Sprocket. And there, every song.
I'm not to listen
is
to it. It sounds pretty good.
This kind of good music, good lyrics, good stuff. Just easy to listen to. Tasty.
Right.
I'm going to fade this one out. And I'm going to play this one here. Because this is called Liars Everywhere, and this is another good song off the album Pale from Toad the Wet Sprocket. And it's, like I said, it's just one of those very easy to listen to albums. You put it on the background and do whatever you're going to do.
Right, right.
So, fence, bite children, whatever you're going to do. Okay, the third one's maybe not a good idea. Kids are not that delicious.
I was talking to Sarmenti, and he said that he was married to his last wife, and she was closer to our age, and they had divorced. And I said, well, so once they get past 40 years old, if they're not married, they start their brain starts to go. Yeah, they start to malfunction.
Let me fade this out real quick. There we go.
Let me.
Toad the Wet Sprocket, and the album is Pale from 1990, and it's just a phenomenally great album.
What about this
one? Just.
May we go now?
It is a good strawberry. I like the laurels particularly, but there is one small problem.
What is that?
We are now no longer the knights who say neat. We are now the knights who say
and there you have it.
Oh man, maybe we should have made our, you know, our little call sign thing. If you want to join our club, you gotta say
you know, in normal circumstances, I would have been able to say that just fine.
I know it's not as funny, but every once in a while I put the Twit Olympics on. I still laugh every time I watch
that
it.
It's ridiculous.
All right, here we go. English. Okay, I'm just going to say an English band formed in 1988.
88?
Yeah. Don't be. I hear you clicking back there. Don't be clicking trying to figure out
who I was trying to formate.
I know.
Hiding the stuff that I've got.
Might be along the lines of border, maybe trip hop. Not as dark as Portishead, but you've heard of Portishead, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Portishead is it's dark. They're dark. Mm-hmm. Could never really find a good time to listen to Portishead. I think maybe if I was getting ready
drunk,
to whatever. Yeah.
And
yeah,
dead.
Drunk and standing on top of Renaissance Center, maybe. Maybe listen to Portishead, and they're brilliant artists, and they do what they do very well. But they are a dark band. I think you have to be in one of those moods to kind of get through it. But nevertheless, these guys that I'm talking about have been around for a while. Many awards. Let me see. What else can I say? They do have some electronica kind of built into their sound.
When did you say they started?
88. And you should probably know these guys. Okay. Let me see. Associated Acts, The Wild Bunch, Nina Cherry, Horace Andy, Neil Davidge. Okay. That's not going to help you out. No. It's not going to help you out.
Keep going.
Let me see. What else can I tell you? Let me throw one on. I think you'll know these guys.
Give me something to listen to, and let me see if I can figure it out. And then I'll go, oh, have no idea. Because that's how I live. Hey, so while you're checking that out, have you given any thought to what we're going to do for our 100th show?
Not yet. We're getting there, though. It's coming up quick.
Yeah. Getting close. You do that by end of June, I bet.
Can you hear it?
34. Barely. 34. Listening.
I think this has made some movies, too.
You sure you want to be with me? I have nothing to give. But Lord, say this love is best. Believe us in emotional pace. Take a walk, taste a rest. No, take a
reggae-ish.
A little bit, yeah.
I've never heard this before.
No?
No, I've never. This is not ringing any bells with anything.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to do one other one. Karma, coma.
Yeah, never heard this before. It's interesting. Not necessarily my line of, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's a little rappy, a little something. But that doesn't mean it's out of the realm of what I might enjoy. It was interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit. They've been around.
Okay.
I'll play a little bit of this one too. I kind of was thinking about this song when I kind of paired it up with True Widow. I was kind of thinking about these guys a little bit.
Dude, that True Widow was a great pull.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
That is
good stuff. People need to like find and buy True Widow music because that was good stuff. Go back to the beginning of the show and listen, re-listen.
Yeah.
Or just
so you can tell these guys a little bit trip hoppy.
I can barely hear it. Oh, I like her voice. She sounds like somebody. This is interesting. I like this.
Yeah.
Got something to it.
I was supposed to go see him in concert. I was going to buy tickets, and you were on my I'll tell you in a second.
All right. I dig it. Just shut me up. Let me listen.
So
was that a weird tempo change?
It's got a, you know.
That's interesting. This is fascinating. I like her voice. I like the I like the slowness of it. It's sort of a smooth something that.
Hold on.
Too. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll
blow you guys out of there. Mm-hmm. I'll play a little snippet of this one.
That's pretty creative, though. There's something to this. Who you got to tell me who this is? Just stop.
I will in a second.
All right.
I'll just play a little bit of this one. I'll turn off.
What's this song called?
Unfinished Sympathy.
Sympathy.
But this unfinished
Sympathy.
No, unfinished
Symphony.
No, unfinished Sympathy.
Sympathy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So that's a well-played use of words.
So this kind of reminded me of... I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah. Oh, this is a little funky.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm digging this. Bring it up. Turn it up. Oh, yeah. My butt's wiggling. This is good stuff. Digging it.
That's good. I'm glad you like
it. I'm liking it. I'm liking it. Yeah.
Since
hey, C-Rock has joined us. You know that. You know all about C-Rock, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, take off the. No, never mind. Go ahead. No. What about?
You've heard all about C-Rock. Great friend of the show. Smells lovely. Has forgotten more than I know. Enjoys long walks on the beach. That's freaking C-Rock. We're so happy that you.
How do you know
more than C-Rock I know? Yeah, whatever.
So, anyways, the name of the band. I thought maybe somebody might chime in and say who it is. Massive
1.4 people listening to us. So
we never know. Yeah, you never know.
No, go ahead. The name of the band is what now?
Massive Attack.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's Massive Attack?
Yeah, I know you've heard of them.
I know like two songs by Massive Attack, and none of the stuff you played was those two. Massive Attack rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When did they come out? When's the first thing that they put out? Like 1991, 89, something? Because I've been a fan of Massive Attack from a distance, from far away and not very close, for a very long time, and not really knowing what the hell I'm talking about. But that makes sense, though, that's Massive Attack, because she's got that droning voice. And it's just a powerful... Whatever you were playing didn't sound all that impressive through my headphones. But by the time it got to, you know, being downloaded and what have you, to our little site and what have you, it's just stellar. And if you don't hear the awesomeness of Massive Attack through our little stupid show, go find yourself some Massive Attack. Listen to one or two of their songs, or 7 or 12 of their songs. Buy some. Purchase some of the music that you hear on this show, because it doesn't mean anything to us. We don't care. What we want to do is make sure that the artists who created this stuff get credit for this stuff. But Massive Attack is like, oh, man, good stuff.
Just yeah, the Blue Lines album is really good. Protection's really good. Mezzanine's really good. Yeah. Hundredth Window was decent. They came out with another one. I'm looking through their
discography. When's the first
album? Yeah, but I can't find. They've got, like, a list of all their awards, but they're not giving me the list of when their albums came out. So
you're gonna make me look it up.
Yeah, you might have to look it up. Once you get on to Wikipedia, you'll not unless I'm missing it somewhere. See current members, touring members. Yeah. Here it is, right here. This guy. Okay. So Blue Lines was 91. Protection was 94. Mezzanine was 98. 100th Window. So 3, and then
if I remember correctly,
Poland, Higgle, I don't know how to pronounce that, 2010. Helly Golan
came out with something in Blue Lines was 1991. That would have been the one that I would have understand or Safe from Harm.
Let me see.
Unfinished Sympathy. That's the one. Unfinished Sympathy is the one that you were playing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I remembered. And I heard that, and I'm like, that sounds familiar, but God, I can't place
it. It's probably been a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They would have been, like, right after college, I kind of dropped off the music scene for a while because I got involved in, you know, trying to make a living and earn a living and live a living and all that stuff. But, you know, thank God for... whatever, and we get to
continue on. Oh, yeah, a lot of these bands are coming back and making their second or third return, you know. And I think some of them are, you know, pretty much done. They're just kind of hanging on by a thread. But Massive Attack was supposed to I have to go back and look to see if they actually toured, but I think they got canceled because of COVID. But they were on my list to get tickets, and I'm like, it was one of those things where
I'm in a heartbeat with you. We could do a show with Massive Attack.
Excuse me. I think I got.
Bless you. Bless you.
Yeah, I think I got Dead Can Dance tickets.
Well, we got Dead Can Dance. We're doing them. We're doing them when September? When
the October 8th.
Yeah. That's got delayed. But we're doing.
So we got plenty of.
plenty of room throughout spring and summer, hopefully, for some concerts, hopefully something. But I'm going to figure out if they're coming, if they're going to start touring again.
Dig we'll see a that. Massive Attack. Yeah. Hell yeah.
What's up, Evan?
Hey, did you see that? Evan joined us. You know all about Evan, right?
Well, we partied together a couple times.
Well, yeah, but you know, Evan, of course, is a good friend of the show. Smells lovely. He's forgotten more than I know. Enjoys long walks on the beach. That's Evan. That's our buddy.
Enjoys long walks on the beach.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're not naked in the public, then what's the point?
Right, exactly.
So we've discussed our musical fun silliness for the night. And it's well more than an hour, and I'm at a point where I got to do some stuff before I go to sleep for the night and do my whole crazy week.
I know. I've got 15
you got
hours.
A crazy week coming up?
No. Actually, I've got 15 sessions of compliance that I got to do by the 15th of next month. Oh, and they're all like an hour or two. So
there's not enough tequila for that.
No, it's going to be painful. It's going to be painful getting through
compliance
it.
Compliance is a heavily alcoholic experience.
So, yeah, this is my last week of training, and I got 2 weeks of observing phone calls, and then bon voyage, off I go.
And then off to the world you go. You're going to be fine. Yeah. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So,
no, my gosh.
Go
ahead.
Are we doing Wednesday or are we doing Thursday? You had texted me earlier.
Let's do Thursday, only because Tuesday seems a little bit early. Because I'm not sure how long I'm going to be. I got to go do a presentation. It's for a listing.
So Thursday night.
So I got to go do a dog and pony show.
1 or something like that. Is that going to be April Fool's Day, Thursday?
You know, it might be.
I don't know. I can't even.
I didn't realize it was the 28th.
So whatever this.
Oh, yeah, the 1st.
Yeah, sure. So whatever it is, we're going to do something silly. It'll be fun. It'll be crazy. And Eric and El Carpe will figure out something crazy to entertain y'all monkeys with. It'll be silly and goofy and blah, 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 blah.
When did we start this? Did we start this thing in March of last year?
Well, the first – we got on Podbean in some February, March of last year.
Yeah. But,
the real big first show, which is the one that shows up on YouTube – is show number 1, and that's the one where we interviewed my brother for the Music Festival.
Yeah, we should pull that over and see if we can. That was a good show.
That was a great show. He sounded professional and smart and everything, and made the two of us look like complete stupid moronic donkeys.
Yeah, I'm glad we are anyway,
so what's the difference? It doesn't mean anything to me. So anyway, we're going to have some fun this week. It's going to be crazy and silly. We're going to rock it out. It'll be awesome. So as we've said before, we want to help you find the music
that,
that takes you places. The songs that make you feel again, make your mind open to creative thoughts. The things life worth living. Listen, enjoy, find something that touches you. Move forward, buy some music, make some music, be part of the fun. Join us on this adventure, this crazy, magical musical tour that we try and take you on every couple days, and just be part of it. And that's why we claim that whole thing about that fair use, blah, 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 because it doesn't mean anything to us. We're not trying to make money off of the music that we play. We want you to go out and buy some of that music and be part of that creative juices.
Yeah, use our podcast as a diving board and leap into some new music.
Find something
that I just kind of made that
we haven't talked about, and then go, dude, I'm gonna call those jackasses.
Yeah.
I found this.
They thought True Widow was cool. This is like fucking super cool.
And that's what we want. We want someone at some point to come back and go, dude,
spread the word.
Cool, but look at this. And then we're going to go, oh, shit, either we knew it or we didn't. And if we didn't, that's even better.
You know,
find some crazy, goofy shit. Oh, yeah, ask me.
Am I saying and ah a lot less?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think I am.
And if you're not, I'm ignoring you, and it doesn't matter anyway.
Okay, good.
So hopefully all of our two people who actually listen to us regularly have said, oh, yeah, Eric has stopped saying and a lot less.
Trying to.
Both of you, thank you.
Yeah, Evan and Sarah Mendy.
Yeah, Evan and Sarah
Mendy. Two regulars.
Those are the two regulars that listen to us on occasion regularly who are not related to us at this particular time. Although I have kids and whatever.
We do have almost 1,500 downloads. So there are more people out there. We kind of joke around.
You know, and when we get to 100 shows, it'll be crazy. When we get to 2,000 downloads, it'll be crazy. When we think we're actually somebody, we're going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It'll happen. And at some point, I'm going to be on some late night talk show talking about the book that I'm
reading. Like Craig Ferguson.
That the Hallmark
movie.
Yeah.
It could be the Bill Ferguson show.
Right. And the Hallmark movie channel or whatever is going to buy the rights to my whatever, and we'll figure it out.
You're going to retire.
And then I'll be famous, and everybody will go, oh, yeah, I was listening to their stupid podcast when they were dumb, crazy idiots. And you're going to go, yeah, well, so what's new about that?
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, that's not it.
That was that's all right, baby.
Yeah, I forgot to click the...
Give me something. Give me.
That's
give
what me I got for you.
I dig it. So, thanks
for having me, everybody. C-Rock.
Yeah. We had a great time. Oh, I had a good time chatting about stuff. Music. Go buy something. Go find something.
Yeah. Bring some music back for us.
Yeah. Find us something.
What we like.
You crazy monkeys, you missed this one.
Who was the guy that was talking about like the stuff from like Norway or Finland?
That's
or whatever.
Sarmenti, isn't it?
Oh, Sarmenti, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Sarmenti gave us
something. Come on, Sarmenti.
You know, give us something else new.
Yeah, we'll even review what you like.
Missile
Bill might say it sounds like shit, but I'll tell you that it sounds good.
Yeah, of course it also sounds like shit. Hey, Missile, thanks for joining us. MSYL has joined
We'll be back on Thursday.
I just want to say, yeah, join us on Thursday. Keep an eye out for us. Friend us or famous us or...
Did you see my
whatever the push button is, but you know about Missile, right? Missile's a good friend of the show, smells lovely, has a correct amount of teeth in their skull, enjoys long walks on the beach. That's our Missile. Thanks for stopping by, Missile.
I think everybody has a description tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to overlap a couple
things.
You know what? Life is fun.
Download us, share us, Thursday. We'll have more music for you. If you guys want us to listen to something,
tell us.
Send it on over.
We're there, baby.
We are there. So.
All right. And whatever you do, don't forget.
What?
Just don't forget to do the.
You talking about it?